So it's time for another episode of just a heads up, if you're new to the podcast, this is the sleep show. Is that what we're called? Sleep show, the sleep show. No, I thought I had a name for it. Now I can't remember. It's embarrassing. I mean, I could edit this, but then that's usually what I do when I'm trying to help people. Is it called sleep show, the sleep show you're awake for? Maybe that is it. But now is usually when I make up a theme song. Sleep in, step into the sleep show. It's time to step into the sleep show. It's the sleep show you're awake for, yeah. Sorry, I just came up with that. But this is every week, this is a test for the Sleep With Me podcast, a podcast that puts you to sleep. This is would be a show where we just talk about sleep-related stuff real quick. People can call in or, you know, the voicemail number and leave messages. And it's also to give a job to characters that I meet through the regular podcast that I say, geez, you're great. Squirrel like me? Yeah, like this guy, Bob, who runs the board here, who takes the calls. Also, Scooter, I'm the partner. I'm a partner. He's Bob. And, this is just the intro. Welcome to Sleep Show. The sleep show you're awake for. We're going to talk about some sleep stuff. And I'm Scooter. I'm here. And I'm Bob. Bob, Scooter's partner. Bob. And Scooter and Bob, we'll be back right now, but I'm going to pause it and collect our thoughts. Scooter, we just keep going. No, we got to collect our thoughts. All right, so we're back here. Is Scooter and Bob. And Bob, do you have any calls?
Well, Scooter, I thought we'd talk about your doctor's appointment first. Did you cancel your doctor's appointment?
Do we have any calls?
Scooter, you know we have some calls, but did you cancel your doctor? Scooter, I know you're trying to avoid talking about it.
Yes, I didn't cancel my doctor's appointment. I canceled it with the intention of rescheduling it. So, yeah.
Okay, well, are you going to reschedule it?
Yeah, but not right now because I don't have the internal fortitude right now. But I was thinking around October 15th, I'll try to schedule it for then.
Scooter, did you really cancel it? Because I know you probably said, did you just plan on canceling it? Do you even know when your doctor's appointment is?
No. And no, you're right, Bob. I have not canceled it. I'm just not planning on going. I'm planning on canceling it tonight after we record this show and then rescheduling it for October 15th.
Scooter, why don't you just reschedule it then if you haven't? But could you remember to do it for the convenience of the doctors and the other?
You got it, Bob. How about those calls?
Well, Scooter, we have a call, and it's gonna be
great. And I just want everybody. Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob, Scooter's sidekick here.
Scooter,
I got the call ready, but I just want everybody to know if they want to call in, the number is 318-475-3379. You can call in about anything. You know, Scooter not going to the doctor. That's not enticing people to call, Scooter.
Okay, Bob.
So call in about anything else, but we got a wonderful call here. So we're gonna let it go.
Hey, I'm not sure my call really falls into any of the categories you just mentioned, but I just had to give you guys a call and leave a voice message. I just want to let you know the huge impact this has had on me. And by the way, my name is Abraham. I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm a vet. I spent four tours in Iraq as a combat medic. Came back, a lot of, you know, difficulty sleeping or would wake up in the middle of the night. The most sleep I would get, continuous sleep I would get would be about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and I would sleep at the most at night. 4 hours. I did everything doctors told me I would, have no TV on, only read from a book, listen to classical music, tons of exercise, eat different foods, try sleep meds. I've tried Ambien, Lunesta. I've tried, you name the medication, I've tried it. Ambien was the only one that would work, and it would only work for a couple of hours, and then I was back up and awake. It was getting so bad, it was affecting my health. So I started doing some research, tried hypnosis, that didn't work, and, it's absolutely incredible that your podcast is the only thing that's worked. I Googled it one day. I just looked for a podcast that would help with sleep. I was getting so desperate. And lo and behold, I came across you guys. It works every single night. I thought I'd give it a couple weeks before I called you to say thanks because I didn't know if it was going to be temporary. But with the constant changing of the podcast, my brain is finally able to shut down. Since you guys make the podcast kind of irregular, it allows for my brain to not try and construct a path of what you're going to say next or what's going to happen next. It works, man. I don't know what else to tell you other than thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It's been 6 years that I haven't been able to sleep, and I can finally sleep without medications, without drugging myself, without alcohol. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Abraham from Colorado Springs. And if you need anything, you need some kind of endorsement, whatever, I'll do whatever for you guys. Thanks again, guys. Have a great day. Keep up the hard work.
Oh, Scooter. Yeah, Bob, holy shit. Oh, man, thank you for that call. Scooter. Yeah, I don't know what to say, Bob. It's the kind of week it's been, though. I've gotten two people I've been in touch with this week by email. So thank you. And I know that these people are speaking for other people. So I thank the rest of you. And again, shit, geez, I don't know what to say. Man, I feel lucky to be able to do this podcast and to have this opportunity and then to have you guys feed me. Scooter, you're going to be okay. Scooter, you're going to go to the doctor. Bob, now is not the right time, and do not mention any sarsaparilla. So I thank Abraham for calling and everybody that takes the time to tweet me or whatever. Thanks. And it's weird. And I'm just glad to know that my podcast can do anything for anybody that's suffering in any way and just be a little distraction. But especially, yeah, for anybody that's doing anything. But geez, Abraham here. He spent his time helping people in a danger zone. I guess I got to pause. I'll be back. I'm back. Scooter, you no, Bob. Just let me get in the zone, okay? Scooter, I'm here to support you. Thanks, Bob. I just want to say thank you to all of you that listen to the podcast, and I want you guys to know, even though this sounds weird, and I know I've heard it from other people, is we're doing this together somehow. I just happen to be the one, you know, with the brain that misfires the right, I got the brain parts that are misfiring the right neurons to lull and dull you. But you guys are right there with me. And as lonely as it can feel sometimes, or as challenging as it can feel, or as hopeless as it can feel, or as scary as it can feel in the deep, dark night. I know we have places for people to come together, and I know there's people that don't feel like coming together. They feel like, geez, and whatever you're comfortable with, and however unique your situation is, you know, in some sense, not just with this podcast, but with all the other stuff out there, we're all in this together somehow. I don't understand it. I barely know what the hell I'm doing, but I know all these people out there, most of you are trying your best, and I'm trying my best, too. And I guess, like, this is a good time to check in with about the podcast, because it's like, I can't go into too many details, but I said at around 2 years I would try to figure out, geez, where's this podcast going? And keep any thoughts of ever stopping the podcast or make any decisions. You know, I try to hold off on that and have set points so I make a good choice. And I want to reassure everybody that, I don't know what the future holds. The podcast is not going away. But over the next few months, I don't know what's going to happen. I know where I'm going to keep doing the podcast. But I know I also have to find a sustainable way to do it. And I don't know what that means yet. The road has not become clear yet. But what has become clear and has been clear, and what I'm lucky enough is to have people remind me of, is, this is a two-way street. And And in some way, I'm getting what I need when I hear messages like this, to know my effort. It's like, Jesus, how, I mean, and I'm not kidding, how lucky am I that I get to put people like Abraham, Poe, Tara, the rest of you, Tara, Alexandra, people, all, Lord and Lady, we got a defenestrator, Damon D on the back of glittering, you know, baronesses, we got Ahabs, we got all sorts of people out there, and I get to be the one, to lull and dull you off to sleep. But I just ask, you know, as we go forward, I don't know, as I've said a lot of times, people say, hey, this is going to take care of itself. But right now I got a lot going on, trying to figure it out. And I'm just trying to stay calm. And I don't know, you know, keep things in balance, I guess. So nothing, there's no update because there's nothing changing about the podcast. But my my heart's in this, my spirit's in this, my effort is in this, my joy and my blood, sweat, and tears is in this fucking podcast for you guys. And I get as much out of it as you guys get to be put to sleep. I get so much more. I mean, shit, I get, voicemails and emails like I've gotten this week. So I don't know, I guess there's no, maybe this is the sleep show for this week. Maybe I feel disingenuous.
Scooter, I love you, Scooter.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, it feels disingenuous. I was going to talk about, you know, sleep masks or Kiwi shavers. Yeah, so maybe we'll have another thing this week, but I guess this is just a good check-in. And I think there's probably some other lesson in here that has to do with being able to sleep. And maybe it's just, hey, just give somebody a smile tomorrow or, you know, take a breath or whatever it is, all right? And I guess to all of you, you're all really important to me. Maybe I can't communicate with everybody, or maybe we don't all know each other, or maybe, but I really appreciate anybody listening to this podcast. And I hope you know that that's where my heart's at. And I'm going to try to keep making this podcast 3 days a week or five, you know, and then now we have the other show 2 more days a week. And I don't know exactly what the future probably does hold, some sort of variety of doing some sort of Patreon donation campaign. So maybe I could hire some help, but probably sponsors too. But if we do sponsors, there will be some sort of, you know, ad-free option somewhere too. That's where my thoughts are right now with it. But I haven't made any decisions yet, and wheels aren't really in motion. But geez, I don't know what else to say, but other than thank you. And, you know, I'm glad I'm here and I'm lucky I get to help you fall asleep. So thanks so much for all you listening. All you new people here, this is a sleep show you're awake for. So, you know, sorry I didn't put you to sleep. You say, geez, I fell asleep, Scooter. Oh, well, that's fine then. I think Bob's asleep too, so. All right, I'll talk to you later on when I put you to sleep. All right. Hey, guys, it's Scooter again. This is still, this is Sunday now. I'm making a comeback here on the Sleeper Summer Show. So because after I had that, you know, I was emotionally affected by how wonderful you guys are. And just thinking about the, you know, hearing people's stories, but I said, oh, wait, I did have another segment I wanted to do for sleep show, which was promoting other people. I guess I don't have a witty way to do it, but I said to myself, geez, this past, maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, I started reading Night Moves by Pat Green, who's a listener. And that's Pat Green's book, subtitles, Ex-Preacher's Journey into Hell with in a Taxi. And I got to tell you, I feel like I really am getting to know Pat here reading this book. And I said, geez, I want to talk about it in there because Pat's always been such a nice supporter of this podcast. And I'm really proud of him for getting this book published. I know it was a lot of work. I have no idea how much work it was. And he was nice enough to send me a copy of the book and a Kindle copy of it. And I'm enjoying it. And really, it's like the shoes on the other foot or something. Because I'm like, man, I really feel like I'm in this cab with Pat. So I wanted to promote that, Night Moves. You know, if you've ever wondered what it's like to be a taxi driver, pick it up on Amazon or, tell your local bookseller to get it for you. Yeah, so that's Night Moves. And then another, these guys don't listen to the podcast, but one of my favorite podcasts is ATP, Accidental Tech Podcast. And they had this episode in the past couple of weeks. I don't know, I listened to it last week. I don't know if it was last week's episode called Walking the Dog or Walk the Dog. And it was just some great, they were talking about things, overworking and, jobs. But they were just talking about overwork and how it affects programmers. But it was such a universal discussion, and it was wonderful. So I want to mention that. And then we had our podcast meetup for the Bay Area Podcasters Meetup. And I wanted to mention it's always hosted by Dom and Jen of This Damn World Podcast. So if you haven't checked out their podcast yet, make sure to do it. It's like a comedy podcast, kind of like a Joe Rogan style show. So check it out. And then I was catching up on listening to some podcast episodes from some people on the show. And I was catching up on listening to some podcasts that I wanted to mention of people that are in the group. One is called Go Time. It's actually the Indiegogo podcast. But one of the hosts, Brett, was at a meeting with the group. And he's just a really nice guy. I listen to the podcast. And, geez, he's got when you interview somebody, I just like how genuine he sounds interviewing the people and reacting to them. And it's kind of a show about people that are running or have run successful campaigns, their stories, Indiegogo campaigns. So if you've ever been interested in that, check it out. You just search for a Go Time podcast or This Damn World in Dom and Jen's case. And then there's two Jasons. One Jason, he has a couple podcasts he's producing. One is called Cube of Death, and it's a game show. It's like a quiz show and a dungeon crawl all in one. And I don't even know how to put it into words, but I've listened to two episodes that I really enjoy it, and it's called Cube of Death. And then he has another show. This is the TSR Network, and this is where it's called Game School. And it's where they take like an analog RPG, pen and paper style type games. And they learn how to play it and they talk to the person that created the game. That's what could be more interesting, hearing about people creating games and then other people learning the games. So those are two things. And then I also met another Jason who runs the Lemmy Listen podcast network. And I haven't had a chance to listen to him, but he seemed like a really nice guy. So I want to mention it. It's the Lemmy Listen podcast. I think he's got a show called American Monsters, a show called Lemmy Finish, and a show called Late Seating. And he just seemed like a nice guy and really creative. So and I know he's a successful YouTuber. And so it's a Let Me Listen podcast network. And I know I got other people to promote and other people, but if you want me to promote you, listen to the podcast, send me an email or a feedback to Sleep With Me podcast or hit me on Twitter or whatever and let me know about it. And we could, I'll look into it. All right. But yeah, those are this. And hopefully I can, sorry for the people I mentioned this week, that I didn't have a witty sidekick or a theme song, but, I don't know if Bob will sit in or not. Bob, it's Sunday night. Bob said, Sunday nights, Bob has to go back into my deep subconscious and curl up in a ball. So that's where Bob is. We call it the sarsaparilla hole, like a K-hole, but no, not at all. So that's it. Thanks for listening and thanks for all your support and check out some of that stuff. All right. Thanks.